You're listening to Fakeologist's Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Hi there. This is Heroes ranting today from Tampa, Florida on fakeologist.com, where the truth will set you free. but first, it really pisses you off. Okay, today is September 26th, 2017, and since rant is a verb, I'd like to go ahead and take some action, talking with you today about going nuclear. With Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un trading insults and threatening war due to a fight over who has the best hair, California officials are taking the threat of nuclear exchange very seriously. Today, the Los Angeles Area Joint Regional Intelligence Center issued a public bulletin warning that a nuclear attack on Southern California may be imminent and catastrophic. According to a leaked source made up entirely by me, the head of California Nuclear Response Planning Team said, quote, "Even though nuclear bombs do not exist and are a hoax, we want to scare the living shit out of Californians so that they think they do," end quote. Then with a Freemasonic hand gesture, the source continued, quote, "That way we can bilk the dumbasses out of even more funding for the boogeyman with bad hair deception or for the children or something or not," end quote. President Trump took to Twitter, tweeting a twit, and strongly bragged, "My hair is so good it can withstand any kind of nuclear blast brought on by Rocket Man. So bring it, don't sing it." Trump then added, "Yes, Melania is a tranny and I am too. 9/11 was all controlled demolition. There were no planes and no one died," end tweet. Now, the previous narcissist in chief, he or she gave some personal protection advice regarding the nuclear bomb attack. Quote, "If their leader, Dennis Rodman's love interest, if he launches his favorite intercontinental ballistic missile, and it's headed our way, I get to take it first." Okay, in the spirit of full disclosure, fakeologist friends, I made that last part up. He really didn't say that. What he did say was, quote, "Here's what you do. Do not, I repeat, do not take a knee like all the SJW NFL players disrespectfully do. No, instead, lay completely flat on your face, prostrate, with your hands under your crotch, and pull your pants down first. You'll know that you have the all clear from the nuclear bomb after Michelle, or Michael, you know, after my wife or husband, comes into your room and gives you the all clear. And keep your pants down," end quote. In an unclassified and untrue report exposed by Bill Hicks, formerly known as Alex Jones, formerly who was Bill Hicks, Billy Jones affirmed, "I have the files. I have the files. 9/11 was an inside job. Area 54 is connected to the International Space Station through a tunnel under the Denver airport. Arr, I have the files." Or something like that. Or not. Okay, as always, fakeologist friends, I thank you for your indulgence today. This rantcast is brought to you by my sponsor, the God of the Bible, maker of heaven and earth, and other fine things. So, until we rant again, cheers.
Hi, this is Late Night with Kay, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com